Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Well, welcome back, folks. There's nothing like two entries to let you know we're here. You just never know about technology because it just does what it wants to do and for some reason decided it wanted to let you know we're here twice. Anyway, I want to welcome my co-host, Johnny Hernandez. Johnny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Daniel. Thank you. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Just moving right along. Today we're talking about leading and living during troubled water, during troubled times, during troubled waters. You know, there is one thing that I have learned about life, and that is that it is very unpredictable, and it's not always going to be a bed of roses. And I think that part of what we're going to be discussing today is what is it or why is it, first of all, that when we get into these places where life isn't going our way, that we automatically tend to think about old behaviors, or that we actually stop doing the things that were working for us and get deeper and deeper into the pits of despair, trying to find a solution for this tough day that we're having. Johnny, this is a very interesting topic today, because I think that, you know, I've always been one that said, if you get around a teacher of any kind and they tell you that life is great every day, run to the hills, because that's not true. That's not true. What do you do, Johnny, when you feel the water rising and you're stuck in a room? I mean, you know, it feels like you're about to drown, and it's not really true, but it feels that way.
Well, I call you. I think that, you know, and I think that there's, you know, we joke about it, but I think that there's something to be said for going back to how you started this. It's really important to understand something. Anyone, any coach, any author, anyone you see on TV that tells you that life's all rose, they look at life through rose-colored glasses and no one has a bad day, is not being honest.
Right.
Every one of us are human beings, right? And for the day the good Lord was walking the earth, I think it's safe to say he had his share of rough days. The bottom line is run. And it's so much about – and it's easy because we live in a world where if you're not in the right circles or you don't have that – in my world, Dan Gutierrez as an example, to reach out to and have a conversation. Some people, it's not natural because if they don't deal with things the same way you do. So let's just use some different scenarios, Daniel. Some people, when they hit difficult waters, panic, sheer panic.
Yeah.
They're completely overcome with fear. And when you say it's going to be all right, other people have been through this before. I know you're going to make it. They don't hear anything. They say, I don't care about other people. All I know is I'm going through this right now. My world's falling apart. I don't know what I'm going to do. They can't even gain enough control to even think logically to know that this will be a passing thing. And then there's other folks. You know, I look at my son. I'm going to tell you just a very short story about Nick. For those of you who don't know Nick, my boy, he's the most wonderful and amazing and beautiful young human being you'll ever meet in your life. Nick was 21 years old. And he's studying his dream his entire life. Nick is Asperger's, but he's high functioning. The kid's just a genius. He's just cool. His dream since he was a child, teeny tiny child, was he wanted to be an engineer for General Motors. Fast forward 21 years, he's going to one of the most well-known engineering schools in the country, and he's doing his internship right now with General Motors. So it's his dream. But I remember a conversation. I share that story with you because it's important that you understand Nick and where he comes from. So if you don't understand all the elements of Asperger's, basically what it means is from a standpoint of socially, he engages differently. He lives in a more fact-based environment. So I remember one time this young lady broke his heart. And it wasn't that they were dating. It's just that he was just genuinely interested, and he really, really liked her, and he pursued her, and ultimately, in the end, she wasn't interested. And he shared something with me that I wish I had a little bit of. He says, Dad, he says, here's the deal. He says, right now, my heart's broken. He says, I feel horrible. He says, I don't want to eat. All I want to do is sleep, and I'm just miserable. He says, but you know what? He says, I know this is going to pass, Dad, because I know this is just the kind of thing that happens in life. And it got and the reason it's happening is going to help me grow, and I'm going to become stronger for it. So as much as it hurts now, I'm going to be okay. I thought, oh, my gosh, how do I get some of what this young kid has? Because he safety handles it a lot better than I do, right? So people just deal with stresses differently. And I think, and you and I speak to people quite often who are in this space. And when you get overcome with fear, even those of us who have a very strong spiritual foundation, those of us who have a very strong exercise regimen, those of us who like to eat to keep our eating habits very healthy, meditation, the mindfulness activities, when times get tough, what we're talking about here is when you are in such a state of mind that all of those things get thrown to the wayside. And I think that's what we don't realize. It's those are the things that keep you stable. And when you start freaking out a little bit, when you start throwing those things that actually keep your head screwed on right to the side, nothing positive can come from that. And you and I, we've even had these conversations recently about people that we've been close to, Daniel. I mean, what's been your experience with it?
Well, it's funny because, you said something I think that's really important that people hear, and that is don't stop doing what you do that makes you feel good. And that is the first thing that seems to go out the window because we think that we need those extra 30, 40 minutes that we would be doing. And let me give you an example. I love to walk. It gets me outside. It gets me in the park. When I don't do that because I feel like I need that 40 minutes or that hour, I am worse off than I would have been if I just would have gone and allowed myself the time to think a little bit, to get away. Why do we get stressed out? Why do people do the knee-jerk reaction? Why do people get fearful? And that is because we get into the future or the past, and we get into what will happen, what could happen. And those spaces where we get into that space, where we try to maneuver or outmaneuver our experience in the future, can do us no good. Because in the present moment where you have all the power to do something, you are negating for your need to stay stuck in some place that you have no power in. And I was just saying today, I posted on Facebook, for the first time I did Facebook Live, and I'm walking in this nature center, and I'm talking about why is it that we get in this space that we're talking about, Johnny? Why do we get fearful? And we get fearful when we feel that somebody has violated our expectations, a person, place, thing, or condition has violated our expectations, and because we don't have any control over it, we begin to spiral downward. And that spiraling gets us in a bunch of trouble, right? It gets us in a bunch of trouble because there is no good that can come from that space. I mean, let the wheels come off, let the roof come off, whatever that's going to happen, you still don't have any power over that. And that is the most difficult thing, Johnny, I think, that when I'm in that space, besides obviously talking to you, I was thinking about that these last few days have not been easy for me. And I've been thinking about, well, what is it that I do, what have I been doing that makes me feel good? And today I took a two-hour walk, a two-mile walk in a nature center that's very close to me, and I had a blast. I mean, it was really therapeutic. But what happened was I ran into a lady who saw me taking a video of a snail. And she says, what are you doing? So I told her I was taking a video of this snail, and I was noticing how with ease and grace it was moving along without any worries in the world. I said it, and really reminded me how I needed to be more like that snail. I actually posted it on Facebook for those of you that may be following me. The lady says, yeah, you know what? I didn't always come out here in this nature center. You see, I had a heart attack not too long ago, And I had to learn to slow down. I said to her, I said, you know, it's interesting that I'm out here because I don't want a heart attack. Because I recognize that if I don't do the things that are good for me, which is eating well, because you know what's funny about Johnny is when we're not doing well, it's so easy to grab a $2 burger or a hot dog or French fries because it's cheap and fast. But that, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, when I eat that way, my body starts to go to hell too, you know, because my body starts going, I don't feel good, you know. So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that if we really want to be able to navigate troubled waters, really navigate without getting overwhelmed by the waves or overwhelmed by life, I think we have to continue to practice the things that keep us from getting crazy. And that is, when you are in troubled waters, when you are in the middle of the storm, that is when you're supposed to lean on the practices that you've been practicing to keep you sane. It's too easy to be happy when you're happy. Try to be happy when everything's hitting the fan. That's a whole different thing. But here's the beautiful thing. If you get into that space and you learn to stay calm, and you learn to stay present, and just like every other situation that ever happened to you, you make it through. The difference is you didn't have to go through it and come out on the other side with worse health or worse stability or all the other things that happen to us when we lose focus. So for me, Johnny, I mean, it's really important, and these last few days for me have been, you know, I have a book proposal due I had to get in. I have all these other things that are going on in my life. I've got trips to Peru I'm trying to plan, and it's been very, very difficult. And I've really had to lean not only on my friendships, but lean on the things I know work for me. And, that, you know, I'm just going to be honest. That's the hardest time to do meditation. That's the hardest time to do a walk. A two-hour walk, those 2 hours I could have spent on the email, but it wouldn't have changed anything. The only thing that changed is that I was able to keep myself more centered. So at the end of the day, whatever it is that is bothering you, it is a direct reflection of an unmet expectation that you have of a person, place, or condition, and you got to learn to let that go. And just like your son said, Johnny, the one thing that is always true, always, and that is this too shall pass. And whatever you lean on, whether it's God, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Jesus, whether it's whatever, Muhammad, whatever it is that you believe in, lean on it. Lean on it. It's so interesting that we only seem to want to talk to God when we're over the porcelain God after a long night of drinking. Or we only want to talk to God whenever something's going wrong. The truth is that he or she, whatever you choose to call it, is always there, good, bad, or indifferent.
Always. I love that. And I think that's such a – I'm so glad that you said that, Daniel, because it's important to understand – that your higher power is, first of all, awesome, right? Which is a completely different show, but it's the same show. Your higher power is so awesome, and I know this, that if you have, and you have to understand, it can't be, and although he'll always take care of us, it can't be the one hit. It can't be what you just said. Dear Lord, everything was awesome for the last year. Today's wheels off. I need a hand. And all of a sudden, it doesn't play out the way you want it to. Well, there is no God. Okay, well, so first of all, for Pete's sake, please don't go down. I mean, are you kidding me, right? He wants a relationship with you. Your higher power wants a relationship with you. And no different than Daniel and I have each other as a great example. You have to have someone that's going to be able to talk you off the ledge, but also be your savant, someone that can coach you, remind you that things are going to be okay, share similar stories, and have a dialogue. And I can tell you, you know how you know who this person is? Because it's every time you talk to them, you hang up the phone and you feel better. That's who that person is. Every time. The worst thing you can do is what Daniel just said. Is when you start freaking out, even if it's a baby freak out, is shut down. Stop working out. You stop it. Because you said it's chemical. That when you start going things like that, your natural tendency is to, you know, drink more alcohol, which you can see why you want to do that. It's actually to go and grab garbage to eat, you know, whether it's pizza, whether it's a fast food, whatever it is. Those are going to be your natural tendencies. The tendencies that you're not going to have is because your mind is racing. Your natural tendencies are not going to be able to sit down and say, okay, now I'm going to control my thoughts and I'm going to meditate. You can't, because you can't get your own control, your thoughts controlled enough to figure out what you should do next to get your to make this craziness stop. Those are the things that you abandon, that you can just try and get yourself and call that individual and get whatever that piece is and go for the walk. Put everything away. I talked to my son-in-law about this a lot. And I heard him say it the other day when we were working together in a vehicle. He made me smile. He says, the one thing I learned for Johnny, he says, is when you've been working at something so long to the point where it's gotten you frustrated and you feel defeated, he said, put it away and come back to it the next day. He says, I live by that now. And he says, what I've realized is every time I do that, I go approach it with a fresh set of eyes. He said, what I struggled with for 2 hours, he said, I go back in 5, 10, 15 minutes, and I'm actually knocking out without a problem. He says, I feel entirely different. And I think those are the types of things that you need to – it's different strokes for different folks. You know,
right.
In some cases, it's reading a book. You know, in my case, you know, whether it's getting on an airplane or, you know, calling you. But you have to find those things that it don't allow yourself to go do things that make it worse. So then you go out and eat junk food. Well, now you hate yourself because now you feel fat and you feel crappy because you ate, you know, because you ate junk food. But you've got to find that inner strength. And remember what Daniel said, this too shall pass. A year from now, when you reflect back on your state, whatever it is that you've got going on, you'll think back like, that wasn't so bad. Or what's going to be funny is you'd have to reflect back, because by then you will have forgotten what actually had happened. And we talk about it. I'm in the process of trying to sell a home. I'm in the process of opening another business in Central California, running the other business, you know, multiple locations I'm living in. And it's just, I'm drinking from a fire hose right now. But I will tell you, if you have faith, I mean, you laugh about it because you know my life is just flipping insane right now. But
just to think about drinking from a water hose, that means you got no control, man.
I got none. I have no control. Oh. I'm at a construction site today where they tell me that we're opening next week. They're saying, by the way, the fire marshal's not signing off because you don't have this, 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 and this, and you've got to get these done. And I already had a full day before we had to start dealing with this, right? But the craziness, it shows up in so many ways. If you just put your faith there, and it's unconditional faith, there are no terms to it, because you give it all up. And you tell yourself that no matter what happens, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to let my higher power, my God, take all of this and run with it. When you do that, it solves it. So I'm going to give you a crazy example. My beautiful wife and I worked so hard getting our home to sell. I built this home for the kids many years ago. What's nuts is we get the house on the market. The very first day it's on the market, we get a full price offer, and this wonderful family, you're going to raise their children in this home, beautiful people, are going to cover all sorts of other things in terms of closing and so forth, right? That's how God shows up differently. It's not that he gets the fire marshal to change his mind and go a different direction than that. He gives you relief in different ways. And it's just, you've got to go into every whole, and I've said this before in the show, the more horrible your situation, the more beautiful the outcome will be. The worse that it feels in your heart, in your nerves, and the way that in the heart palpitations, the harder those things beat, the more beautiful he's going to make the outcome. That is, every time, there is no exception to that, but you've got to believe that in your heart and reach out and call Daniel, or reach out and call Johnny, or talk to that person that gives you peace, your mom, your dad, your brother, your cousin, whoever it is, and spend time with that. But don't do what Daniel says. You wake up and you open your eyes and you're like, oh my gosh, I woke up with that same anxiety I went to sleep with. The worst thing you can do is jump out of bed, go to your desk and start working, because you're just perpetuating the same problem.
You know, it's interesting, because the difficult thing is forcing yourself to do the opposite thing that you're thinking. Like you said, you get up, you open your eyes, and your head's telling you you're going to fail today. You know, and so rather than believe it, you get up and you get right to work when you really need a break. Lately, Johnny, I've been reading a book called Hiram Brigham, who was the adventurer who found Machu Picchu, which, by the way, I hadn't even remembered that. I find it kind of interesting that he found or discovered Machu Picchu on my son's birthday. July 24th,
really?
1911. Yeah, which is kind of odd that because I travel there so much. But yeah, his birthday. He found it on July 24th, 1911. Anyway, I don't want to get off into another subject altogether. But the reason I bring it up is because in the midst of whatever it is that you may be going through, and remember what we said earlier, that this too shall pass, don't allow yourself to get derailed. The truth is, in order to make it through the storm, you got to keep the engines running. You got to keep the engine oiled, and that's you. You are the golden goose that lays the eggs. If you don't take care of yourself, then it is impossible and improbable that you will not see the gift that the universe has for you in the present moment. And we don't know. This is why we get all bent out of shape. We don't know what that gift is, and we want to know. What I do know is that if you're not present and you're not in the now, you'll miss it. And the only thing that you will get is a heart attack or anxiety.
That's right.
Or whatever else that you may get, cancer, or all the things that we know. It's kind of interesting that this lady, going back to this lady that I found, that I met on the nature trail, she says, the interesting thing about me having a heart attack is that I'm a Reiki practitioner.
Oh,
but
really?
I didn't. Yeah, and I said, well, that's because Reiki had nothing to do with what you already had behind stored up. It's what you had stored up that gave you the heart attack, not what you were doing in the present. You know,
that's
and
right.
So we really have to really look at it all. So, you know, guys, at the end of the day, we don't mean to be downers. We want to be real. Again, remember what we said earlier, if you meet up with someone that thinks that life is always good, run the other way, because you know what? Life is good. But there are days when life is not as good, and we need to take those days on. And those are the days that we really have to hand our days, our lives over, and actually every day, and recognize that we are powerless, really, to change people, places, and things. We just can't do that. But what we do have power to do is to stay present in the moment and look for the opportunities and look for the gifts that show up in the moment. It may not be what you want, but it'll be, what's the name of that song? It says, we don't always get what we want, but we get what we need.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great song.
The Stone song, right?
There you go.
But I think, that's such a good lesson. And if you're listening to this and you're going through a difficult time in life, it's easy to say, find your center. But when you're going through that, it's not easy. And you have to understand that it's okay to go through, and it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to – none of us like uncertainty. None of us like change. And people that tell you they do, they're silly, right? I'll just say it that way. And when you get into times like that, first of all, remind yourself, you're a human being. This is part of life. We don't learn. We learn very, very little when the waters are calm about life and how to navigate a ship. All of our learnings come from when the waters are challenging, when the weather's rough, and when things aren't going easy. Those are the things that God put, God, in my case, your higher power puts in front of you to help shape you. And not only, this is what's important to remember, these aren't in front of you just for your own benefit. The reason that these things come in front of you at certain times within our lives is to help shape you, to one, make you stronger so you can cope. You get the practice when your coping skills to work through it in the future. But it's also from the standpoint, it's an experience that you will have. The expectation is that someday you'll share this with someone else. You're going to encounter someone in your life that's going to need your wisdom. And remember, there's a big difference between academia and wisdom. Wisdom is gained through experience, and that's the only way you get it. And in this case, when you're going through some of these difficult times and even tragedies in life, all of this eventually shapes itself into wisdom, in which at that point you use it to help others. And the other thing is, you will never have, no matter how out of control life seems, they'll never show up more on your plate than you can truly handle. And it may feel like it in your life. It just means that you've got to find those opportunities and those ways to cope with it a little bit differently. And reach out to Daniel, reach out to myself. You'll get a hold of us every possible way through social media, through the websites, through you name it. and we'll even direct you. There's wonderful counselors and therapists out there. There's doctors out there that can help you. I'm not even saying medicine isn't the right solution for some folks to get you through difficult times. Certainly narcotics and alcohol aren't part of that solution. But you need to know, right? But you need to know in your heart that you'll get through it, that people love you, and that this is doing nothing but making you stronger and shaping you for what's much, much bigger things that the good Lord has in front of you.
Well, folks, that was well said, and I think we'll end the show on that note. Just remember, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, this too shall pass. Stay in the moment. Stay focused in the place you have the most power, in the moment, and leave everything else to whatever it is that you believe in that is your higher power. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.